Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. And happy Thursday, Friday, Junior. It's beautiful here in New England. We're getting that kind of snow globe snow that everybody loves for the first couple hours at least. And it's a very exciting news day. Open up the lines, open up the lines, open up the lines. We are going to talk.
The lines are open like a garage door.
I got one word for everybody, Corvette. Okay, if you missed this.
I'm an automobile buff. I have a 68 Corvette that does nothing but pollute the air.
Yeah. And sit next to a bunch of classified documents, apparently. All right, so the number is 844-500-4242. It's a great day to be in radio. And if you at any point want to chime in, the lines are open. We're going to take a lot of calls today. A second batch of documents have been found. This news broke yesterday during Howie's show. And the information's slowly trickling out, as it often does when it comes to the Biden administration. You notice we tend to get a lot of this information pretty damn quick if it has to do with, I don't know, let's just throw out a name, Donald Trump. But with Biden, everyone gets to take their time and kind of put together the story. Get their story straight, you might say. So first we find out there's a second batch of documents, but we don't know where they were found. So my mind starts going to all sorts of places. You know, where if I were a batch of documents, where would I be? And I actually threw this out to my Twitter followers. I said, guys, the third batch, give us your best bet. And my idea, before we get into the Corvette, I got to tell you a story. When I was younger, I used to visit my Nana a lot because I worked down the street from her in South Boston. So I'd visit her during my lunch break. And I was probably in high school, I want to say. And, at one point, I lost my cell phone, and it was like a flip phone. I lost it. I could not find it. Lost it for weeks, and I tore through my grandmother's home. I'm talking like couch cushions every single day, going through everything. And I was like, where the hell is this phone? When you're a teenager, your cell phone is, you know, it is your lifeline to any sort of social interaction. So I was hell-bent on finding this phone, and one day I did find it. And you know where I found it? I found it in the freezer because my nanny used to have a lot of ice cream. While I was going to get ice cream at one point, I had left my flip phone in the freezer.
Must have been good for the battery life.
It was, back then they were like bricks, so it was fine. You know, it just cooled off a little bit. I thawed it out and it charged up. That was my first thought. Third batch of documents is going to be in the White House kitchen next to the Haagen-Dazs. That's my bet, though, but everyone else has different ideas. I threw it out online. I'm already getting a lot of other great potential suggestions of where this third batch. You know there's going to be a third batch. You don't have a first batch and a second batch and not a third batch. I'm gunning for like a sixth or seventh batch. So if you have an idea, you think, oh, no, I know where this is, and you want to help the Biden team uncover some of the documents, then feel free to call in. It's 844-500-4242. Okay, so the second batch of documents was found at Biden's Wilmington home next to his Corvette in a garage. You cannot make this up. Now, I have a list of bullet points I want to get through. My mind's going a million miles an hour. First of all, nothing about this makes any sense. I had said that from the beginning, but I'm even more sure of it now. This is an inside job. This is a saboteur. First, we find out his lawyers are clearing out the private office at the Penn think tank, and they find these boxes of documents in a closet. And as plenty of people have pointed out, Howie Carr, Jim Jordan, like, I've heard this a lot. You're really, if anyone's ever had a lawyer, you pay top notch. You know, every minute is on the clock. And so you don't tend to use them unless you absolutely have to because they're pricey. Well, you could always get a bargain lawyer like a Joe Biden type. But Joe Biden's not using Joe Biden for his lawyer. You know, he's using good lawyers, people who actually graduated at the top of their class. So these people are expensive. So you wouldn't have lawyers tidying up your closet or clearing things out. So right there, that didn't make any sense. So now, and this one's even funnier, because now Mr. Biden's team is doing like discount double checks all over his favorite locations and just making sure, out of an abundance of caution. Yeah, that's one of their favorite expressions. They're just making sure that there's no more documents. And aha, turns out there is. Now, by the way, Katie Pavlich from Fox pointed this out today, and this garage that's at his home in Wilmington, this is the same home that we never got visitor logs for, despite the fact that he goes there like every other weekend, sometimes every weekend. I've complained about that minor detail quite a bit on this show because I think it's important. I'd like to know what Dr. Feelgoods and what business partners with diamonds are showing up in Wilmington. And because we don't have the visitor logs from the most transparent administration in history, it's hard to keep track. So, here we have Joe Biden keeping classified, top secret, double dog dare you documents.
These are facts. Check them out.
In a garage. Like they're an old deflated pool float that you haven't got rid of yet. That's what he's got going in his garage next to his Corvette. Now we have sound of the one horse pony soldier asking Joe Biden, the, you know, very trustworthy, by the books, been doing this for decades, 1,000 years old dinosaur, how this could have happened. Now, keep in mind, Peter Ducey points out, he's talking to the same guy who told Scott Pelley just a couple months ago he couldn't get over how irresponsible Donald Trump was with the documents. In fact, Peter Ducey said that to Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. He said, how could he be this irresponsible? In an obvious ode to the quote from Joe Biden's CBS interview. So now he's talking to Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden is out there, and we have the sound, right, Jared? Of Ducey today with Joe Biden. So Joe Biden's out there. He's supposed to be talking about the CPI report, but he gets asked these questions. And for once, Joe Biden was honest with the press. Let's take a listen to this.
Mr. President, classified material. Next to your Corvette, what were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway.
Wait, hold on. When Trump had documents in a safe and in a closet at Mar-a-Lago, which was protected by the Secret Service, that was made out to be the worst thing since the Civil War. That was the height of irresponsibility. And now we are supposed to be comforted by the fact that Joe Biden has these same documents in a garage. Now, I can only go from personal experience. I've got a garage separate from the house. And the most valuable thing besides, you know, the car that I would keep there is probably a shovel. Our trash bins are there. I don't think I would trust my garage for, let's say, my birth certificate, any of my important documents. But he trusts it enough to leave top secret government documents hanging around his garage.
Grace, it's in a locked garage, okay?
Right. I do follow that. I understand. I'm just glad this wasn't at the house where he's building the wall, because then there would be a lot of workers around and, you know, a lot of people checking in on the house. I'm sure that this was all top notch.
We need to tear down that wall, find out if there are any documents poured into the concrete or the brick that was used.
Hey, third batch. If that's your third batch guess, Jared, put it in now. All right, let's take the rest of this. This is really, really amazing.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
Hold on a second. Do we know that? Do people know that? Because the classified documents in your garage would paint a very different picture, sir. The top secret papers from your corrupt China-funded think tank would beg to differ, Joe Biden. Do we know that? I don't know that. I don't know that you take these documents seriously. I think what you mean is you take these classified documents seriously if it pertains to Donald J. Trump. If it is politically convenient for you to bash Orange Man Bad while you're on with Scott Pelley on CBS, then you take it seriously. Now, I want to get into the part of this that I'm very interested in, and that is what's actually happening. This, I'm more convinced now than ever, this is the Dem machine at work. They want him out. They want him gone. And this, these batches of documents that have been led astray, have been mishandled, this is their escape plan. This is their, you know, plan A was get him out after the midterms. Plan B was maybe he'll walk away on his own accord. And plan C is, let's just get him out of here. And can the 25th Amendment be far behind? Now he's talking about his Corvette. Before, they wouldn't let him answer a question on, you know, illegal immigration. He couldn't answer a question on inflation. Nothing. Had to be on the subject. Now they're letting him wander out there and talk about his Corvette in his garage. Something is happening here, people. It's a red alert. Something's up. Something's rotten in the town of Denmark. Something's rotten in the garage.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Now I'm supposed to believe they're letting him go out there and answer these questions. And like they're not hoping that he's going to bungle this. Can the 25th Amendment be far behind? When are we going to start hearing about, you know, he's really misplacing all these things. He doesn't know where anything is. We're getting concerned. Yeah. None of this is by accident. 844-500-4242. I'm not even halfway through where I thought I was going to be. I got a little sidetracked, but can you blame me? We'll get back to all of this. First hour is about the garage, so feel free to weigh in. We'll be right back. But you know, we're kicking off 2023 and we're doing it now with more flavor and more savings. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up on all of your favorites. Now, Jared, everyone knows how I feel about Omaha Steaks. I tell people about it on the show. I tell people about it in my regular life. People come up to me and say, do you actually eat Omaha Steaks? Yeah, we all go nuts when we get a package of it at the office. But how do you feel about Omaha Steaks?
I love Omaha Steaks. I actually have a freezer in my garage, not next to my Corvette, that I keep.
Does it have a lock on it, though?
Oh, of course it has a lock.
They're valuable items.
It's a locked garage, of course. This is actually more valuable than those documents.
Probably.
The Omaha Steaks. No, it's great. I love to have some on hand. I love the beef franks. I love the burgers. We're going to have the burgers this weekend. I just got the new box. The bacon wrap filet is fantastic, and all of the meats and the side orders and the desserts that they have. If you go to their website, omahasteaks.com, and you look at what they have and you look at their curated boxes and their packages, one component of that package at the supermarket probably costs more than their entire bundle that they can give you.
Yeah. And when you're at the website, omahasteaks.com, and you're, you know, saving up to 55% off all of these great items, also, don't forget to use promo code GRACE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order because, yeah, we're just making it even better. Now, there's a variety of gourmet choices. Jared just shouted out a couple of them. We love the burgers, the steaks. I always focus on the steaks because I'm a steak caffeine, but there's also great desserts, great sides, great comfort meals. And, you know, it's every bite is guaranteed perfect. So visit omahasteaks.com today and enter Grace at checkout to get your $30 off your order. It's not just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. We have people call up the show and they just want to talk about Omaha Steaks. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because it's just that good. I want everybody to be able to try this and let us know what you think. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code GRACE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. No one comes close to the flavor, the tenderness, and especially for my listeners, I know this means a lot to you, the value. You're getting a great value here. You're going to be stocked up for the season. You're going to have something to cook in those last minute nights where you don't really have a plan. It's all delicious. So go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code GRACE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Let me know what you think. Minimum order may be required. We will be right back with your calls on Joe Biden, the Corvette, and the garage. This is like shaping up to be Clue. It was Joe Biden in the garage with his Corvette. Let us know what you think. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
You know how far news media and journalism has fallen? Well, you all know. You listen to the show. So, of course, you know. But yesterday when NBC and all these other places got this scoop, which is good scoop. I mean, it's a second batch. Not a batch of Ben and Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs, but a second batch of documents was misplaced by Joe Biden. They all were undercutting their own scoop, like downplaying their own breaking news. I've never seen anything like that. Shooting yourself in the foot. And it's because it is a cult and they're so loyal to Joe that even in the case of breaking a bombshell story, they have to soft pedal it and run cover. Although I will say, I do think that things are shifting a bit. But before we get into that, I've got plenty of theories. Could go the full 3 hours on what I've been thinking about this whole thing. Let's go to the callers. I want to hear from you. It's 844-500-4242. Eric, you are first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, hi. I think it's pretty obvious. Yeah, he was selling secrets to the Chinese. Why else would our documents be in that building that was built by the Chinese for millions of dollars? Of course he was selling our secrets. Would you doubt that he was selling our secrets to the Chinese? Please.
You know, there's a really good piece today in Fox News, and it goes through the emails. I think there were the emails on Hunter Biden's laptop between Hunter and this university that had the Biden think tank, the University of Pennsylvania, and the back and forth. And what it breaks down, which I haven't really heard in a lot of places, is how many people Joe Biden brought with him to this think tank. And then how many of those people ended up in his administration now? For example, here's a name you might know. The Spotify King, Anthony Blinken. Remember him? Yeah, he had a role. And Joe was at this opening for the think tank. And he was just, you know, just really throwing praise at the university and saying how they were going to let him bring some really, really, really bright people with him. Some, you know, the best and the brightest. And this was a giant scheme. I mean, this is what Joe does. He goes from one cottage industry of grifting to another. And you almost got to, if it wasn't so disgusting, you tip your hat to him. Because he is like the talented Mr. Ripley. Everywhere he goes, he makes a buck. And he seems to be Teflon. But
this is pure Biden.
Something that I would like to point out here, the bizarreness of how all this is unfolding, is that the media smells blood in the water. And I have plenty of examples of this when we come back. Ed O'Keefe was going back and forth with Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday, and he was specifically zeroing in on why the White House waited so long to tell us about the first batch. And I'm not giving credit to Ed O'Keefe, God no, but I do have some thoughts on why there's this sudden about-face from the media. 844-500-4242. We're talking batches when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified.
I mean, his defense for why this might not be his fault is him just speaking and trying to read off the cue cards. That, for me, if I'm on a jury, I'm like, yeah, there's a good chance he had no idea what was happening. There's a good chance that the Corvette, the documents, it was all just a big mistake. But one thing I did want to point out here is that I saw yesterday at NBC News, they keep saying a small number of documents. So at how many batches will it require for us to start calling it a large number of documents? Because now we've got
two to three out of five.
We've got two different batches. Now, if all the batches are small, they'll probably keep referring to each batch as a small batch, a small handful. But eventually, you start adding this up. You got some real numbers here. So this was from NBC. This was before the second batch. They say, Republicans have seized on news that classified documents were found in an office used by Biden after he left office as vice president. Well, if you thought I was seizing after batch numero uno, then you better gird your loins, because I'm pouncing and I'm weaponizing and I'm salivating over batch number two. I'm enjoying this. I really am. And I love how it's like a scavenger hunt. I put this out to my Twitter. I said, where do you think that the third batch will be found? We got some great responses. Some people think Nancy Pelosi's ice cream freezer, Hunter Biden's mansion in Malibu, Burisma HQ in Ukraine, a closet in the West Wing, at Corn Pop's mom's house, sofa cushions in Delaware, gas stove, China. In the trunk of the 1967 Corvette he doesn't drive. These are really, really great. I'm going to have to write a column on this. All right,
check every hotel safe at the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah, I mean, hey, nothing's off limits. This is like the Amazing Race. We got to find the third batch. This is like Willy Wonka. Who's going to find the golden ticket? And I'm telling you, I'm like Grandpa Joe. You find that golden ticket, I'm hopping out of bed. And I'm dancing around the room for this. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. We had Justin Manning on yesterday. He's very knowledgeable. If you missed the segment, check out the podcast. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Team Biden find a third batch of classified documents?
Yeah, I know Joe is surprised by each batch. It's like Christmas morning every day for Joe. He's constantly surprised. But I will not be surprised if there is a third batch.
93% of the audience says yes. 7% say no. And 617, great guess in the sunroom with Marianne.
Oh my gosh. This really is like a game of Clue. Marianne in the sunroom with the hamburger meat is handling those documents. Oh my gosh. This is a disaster. John, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Oh, another story is the brown Corvette itself. Jill Biden's first husband, Bill Stevenson, he found out about the affair that his wife, Jill, at the time was having with
yes.
Joe because a friend told him that it was Joe that was driving his brown Corvette that he crashed.
Yeah, so is that the Corvette, though, that's in there? That's an older one, right? This is the 67, so we've got it.
This one is green now.
All right, but, you know... Yeah, but John, still fun little fact, fun little nugget for everybody, because I have seen that story floating around before, so I can play fact checker here. I'm going to put my Daniel Dale cap on and say fact check true.
This
to
must
all of
be
that.
The one he got as a wedding gift or a graduation gift. I can't. He's got so many Corvettes. I can't keep track.
Jared, he's a car guy. How many times do I have to tell you this before you understand? There was a video. I don't know if it was like one of his BuzzFeed videos or, you know, that's how he spent a lot of his time when he was vice president. But there was a video of him pulling out of his garage in his Corvette, you know, with his baseball cap on and his aviators, you know, Cool Hand Luke. And in the background, you can see a bunch of boxes and just crap, like anybody else's garage, just crap. And someone circled it and said, "Are these the top secret documents?" You would like to at least think that if he's keeping these documents in his garage, that it's one of those garages that, you know, the uber wealthy have, where everything's organized and, you know, they got a real floor to it. And it's heated. It's like a Kim Kardashian garage. She got in trouble a couple weeks ago because she was keeping her dogs in the garage and people on TikTok saw it. A nice, heated, very, you know, fancy garage with Christmas trees and all that stuff. And she got a lot of heat. Now, Joe Biden's garage doesn't even look like that. His looks like my garage, which is to say, I wouldn't be leaving stuff in there.
All right. So this is Miranda Devine right now. She just tweeted this. In 2018, Hunter Biden claimed he owned the house where Joe Biden kept classified documents alongside his Corvette in the garage.
Oh. Well, now this takes on another layer.
Did Hunter buy this house with dirty Chinese money? Because, yikes.
I don't know. These are a lot of good questions. Let's go to Edward. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Edward.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. A great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, everybody's missing the T word, I think. It's if you're not authorized to take sensitive documents as the vice president, and the president has that opportunity to do that, but the vice president doesn't, that's theft.
That's theft. Yeah, and the conversation around declassification is important, and you'll notice that if you go to some of these publications, you know, the mainstream media, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, they want you to understand how it's different from Trump. And their main reasoning is, well, we hated Trump and we like Biden, so that's why it's different. Trump was a Republican, orange man bad, Biden's a Democrat. But as Edward pointed out, the real big difference is Trump could declassify things and Joe Biden could not. And so that should make the list at some point. I understand they're not going to put it at the top of the list because it undercuts their argument, but they could at least throw it in the 15th or 16th paragraph. Now, let's get to the media, though, because Edward brings up something important. There has been a slight shift. So Ed O'Keefe yesterday, he's from CBS. He's going back and forth with Karine Jean-Pierre. And again, I'm not giving him credit for asking the important questions. But I do want to play it because he's focusing on why the White House didn't tell us until long after the midterms about the first batch, batch number one. And let's play. Well, Jared, you'll know which ones I'm talking about. Just go ahead, play whichever one you think.
I want to be prudent here. I want to make sure that we do this in appropriate way.
We're going to ask them. That's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your questions. So here we go. Let's go.
We asked this is because on like day two of this administration, when he swore all of you in, the president said, quote, "I'm going to make mistakes. When I make them, I'll acknowledge them, and I'll tell you. And I'll need your help to help me correct them." So you're the one here talking to us about this. That's why we're asking you. So let's just remember that.
We don't need to have this. We work very well together.
We don't need
to have this kind of confrontation. Ask your question and I will answer them the best that I can.
Part of the reason we're laying that out is because you're laying out your part of the job.
I know, but I'm just saying that we don't need to have contention. You don't need to be contentious with me here, Ed.
The president was asked yesterday but did not answer this part of the question. Why didn't he or someone in the White House inform the American people when these documents were discovered on November 2nd? They didn't have anything to do because people are asking this part.
And I do want to get to that because it's important, but I just got to point something out here. All right, really just ask a question. Is there trouble in paradise? One of Karine Jean-Pierre's favorite things to do, and she actually got this from Jen Psaki. This was a really popular thing when Jen Psaki was in the White House and she was the press secretary, is reminding all of these reporters how buddy-buddy you are. You know, we work well together. We go way back. You know, I remember working with you, but they love to preface their answers with that so that the people kind of, it softens up the reporters even more. So they're soft as puppy bleep to begin with, but it softens them up even more where it's like, listen, let's not, you know, we don't want this to go wrong here. We don't need to be contentious. That's code for, why aren't you kissing my ass? Like, why aren't you sucking up to me? What changed? And Ed O'Keefe is, you know, he's putting on his reporter cap for a little bit. I'm sure it won't stay on there for long, but he's just asking, why didn't you guys tell us about it? Now, I sincerely hope that Ed O'Keefe is not suggesting that the White House would purposefully withhold important information from the American public in order to save their own behinds before the midterm elections. Because if that's where Ed's mind is going, then he has no business being at the White House anymore. If that is the level of trust you have in Joe and Karine and Antony Blinken and all of these wonderful, fine people full of integrity, then you might as well just get out. Because I don't like that talk one bit. Okay, let's finish this off. Go ahead.
The president was asked yesterday but did not answer this part of the question. Why didn't he or someone in the White House inform the American people when these documents were discovered on November 2nd? Did it have anything to do, because people are asking this part of it, did it have anything to do with the fact that the election was just a few days away?
Again, Ed, this is under review by the Department of Justice. It is literally under review right now. As I am talking to you, it is under review. So I'm not going to get beyond the process. I'm not going to get beyond what the president said.
I would venture to say that anyone who listens to the Grace Curley Show on a daily basis, maybe even just a couple times a week, would do a better job at answering these questions than Karine Jean-Pierre. I don't know if they keep her in the dark. I don't know if she has no idea what's going on. Maybe she doesn't have access to any of this information. But these answers are pathetic. Now, Ed doesn't, like I said, no credit will be given to Ed. But the only reason he's asking these questions is because they see the writing on the wall to some degree. And that's my point. They see that this might be a highly calculated end game of Joe Biden. You know, like, this is how we get Joe Biden out. And they want to be in on the ground floor of bringing Joe down and ushering in the new person who, you know, fingers crossed, could be Mayor Pete. He's doing such a bang up job as Secretary of Transformation. Transportation. It has had a transformation, though, when you really think about it. So I want to hear from you. Like everything involving Joe, this is a complete train wreck. And isn't that so fitting? It's Amtrak, Joe, and we're dealing with another train wreck. And also what I want to talk about, and we'll continue to play these sound cuts for you, we'll also play Ken Delanian from MSNBC. I had a lot of friends calling me this morning about that. You know, all these reporters are trying to backtrack on their own reporting. It's kind of an amazing thing to see. But then what I want to get to is this story from Fox News. I think you guys will be really interested. I try not to read too much verbatim from these reports. But in this case, I'm going to make an exception because it's the title of it is Mystery Swirls Around Penn Biden Center. There's a lot in here that I found very intriguing, including the amount of money Joe is being paid, the emails back and forth to Hunter Biden, and really all of this is worth noting. And the people from the Biden White House who we know now because they bleeped everything up so bad that we're very familiar with them and all of their great work in this administration, they all were, a lot of them, like 10 of them, were involved in this Biden think tank. Because they're such thinkers. They're always doing such great thinking over at the Biden White House. 844-500-4242.
Think about what you'd think about.
Speaking of Pete, Mayor Pete, the FAA is still struggling. After they grounded all flights yesterday, there's still thousands of flights that are being delayed and canceled. It's still a disaster, but I'm sure our future president, Pete Buttigieg, will figure it out. I have a feeling that something in this system has to do with racism. I think once he gets to the root cause of that, once he drills down on that a little bit, the skies will be a lot friendlier.
Racism, racism.
I say this all the time, and it's because I mean it. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is the best at what he does. If you are not familiar, when it comes to dentistry, Dr. Houghton is the man with a plan. He fixes your teeth and your smile, but what he really does is he builds your self-confidence, and he walks his patients through this journey in a very calming way. Because sometimes you go into the dentist, especially if you want to make a huge change, it can be really scary. I mean, I'd only changed my hair color a few weeks ago, and I was like, really hemming and hawing. So if you're changing what you're looking at every day with your teeth and your mouth and your smile, then you want to make sure you're with someone who's patient, who understands, who's very good at it, and that's Dr. Houghton. And I think part of it is he's just a very talented dentist, but also he surrounds himself with an A-plus team. Everybody at Perfect Smiles cares about you. They're going to make you feel like a VIP. They're not going to pressure you or, you know, rush you through it. It's really all about getting you that perfect smile in a way that you're comfortable with. So if you want to check out their video testimonials, it's perfectsmiles.com. They're located off of Route 3. I get my teeth cleaned there. They have plenty of parking. It's very easy to get to. And you can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. We are in a new year. Do something for yourself. Don't put it off any longer. Check out perfectsmiles.com. Let us know what you think. Tell them I sent you. You're going to love everybody there. Lori, Julie, Stephanie, Dr. Houghton. They're just the greatest crew of people. That's perfectsmiles.com, and we will be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is the Grace Curley Show.
I like to drive. I used to think I was a pretty good driver.
The wonderful thing about this whole story with the second set of documents is that the Corvette is almost as well documented as Joe Biden. I mean, the Corvette has been in the news, has been in the media, has been with Jay Leno. The Corvette has a blueprint for us to figure out who saw the Corvette, who was with the Corvette. Go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, that was a video that Postmillennial tweeted that out. In August 2020, Biden shot a video of himself driving his Corvette from his locked garage. And it's even made sweeter by when he starts the car in the convertible by himself, he's wearing a mask.
Joe is?
Yeah. Aviators in a mask in a convertible car with no top.
This reminds me of when Andrew Cuomo wrote that book, that bestseller that was in the discount bin within like 5 days. He laid out a blueprint for people to follow. The Corvette has left quite a trail. We've got pictures.
I do on occasion say, ciao, Bella.
We got pictures and videos and entire puff pieces on this Corvette. Sandra, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sandra.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
I'd like to say now we know that Hunter had access to his father's classified records. We know why China was paying him so much money that we didn't know what was for.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, Sandra, because I want people to stay on the line, because when we come back, I'm going to read you this story from Fox News. It's Hunter Biden, China classified documents. Mystery swirls around Penn Biden Center. There's a lot of talk about the Chinese donations to the University of Pennsylvania. And I'm also very interested in all of the people that went from this Penn Biden Center straight to the White House. And I'm sure they did just as much hard work at the Penn Biden Center think tank as they're doing now at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Thank you for the call, Sandra. We're going to continue to talk about this. We have so much sound to get to. I have MSNBC, NBC, all of them reporting on this story so unwillingly, like not with the same. You know what you'll notice if you tune in to any of these people who get the scoop? They get to break the scoop. I just report on it after. I just give you my comments. They get to break the story. Here's something you might notice if you really listen hard. They don't have the same level of enthusiasm that I have for these batches. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a better journalist. But I don't think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll keep taking your calls. The Biden docs in the news.